Have we any questions for these wonderful women?
I was wondering if you could expand on the autoimmune disease that you had mentioned.
Rosemary's daughter, her name, has an autoimmune illness called Samter's, and she's called, referred to what is known as a Samter's triad patient, whereby she has, she's allergic to aspirin, mint, but she had three nasal surgeries to remove polyps and rectify deviated septum. And no sense of smell, general loss of appetite as a result, and pretty tired all the time. But she started LDN, and initially she didn't improve, but it turned out she was pregnant. So she has since had the baby, and about 3 months ago started LDN. She's still on it, but seeing the results, feeling the results, but not on it long enough to give a definitive answer as to how effective it is for Samter's, but it certainly looks very promising.
Any comments from the audience, what you just heard from these women here? We don't need questions necessarily.
Yes, I'm on the LDN site, and we have hundreds of people chatting and giving advice, but when these four women post a comment, I read it. There's no deletions, and I just want to thank all of you for helping all of us.
Put your hand in the back.
I have a question about Sammy Joe's data. I found it to be very interesting, and I don't know if you know through the LDN sites because I haven't been on them too much myself, but for people who report that their symptoms are worsening, do you know, just anecdotally, if they have their dose changed, if they try other things, if you know that turns around, and if people for whom it doesn't work initially, if there is some stabilization seen later? Does anyone have any comments on that?
No, I haven't done the follow-up on specific questions like that. I did receive some professional guidance from Dr. Agrawal on my initial design and the kind of questions to ask, and he checked to make sure I was calculating the relapse rate properly and all that good stuff. But that's why, you know, I have the contact information on the second group, is if there is any sort of viable research that can be done on these people by asking them questions over time. I know the true research, of course, has to be done with blood tests and monitoring and all that kind of clinical trial stuff. But, I mean, at least we're getting some clues here that can form the research questions for the real trials. So I would need, you know, some help on what kind of questions do we need to ask. But I know that these people would love to contribute further to the research efforts if I contact them.
Over here. Rob.
Hi, Rob Lester. Question for all of you folks. On the internet, from time to time, there comes a discussion of having more of a, I'll call it a celebrity advocate for something like LDN. Given that MS now has a much higher profile in, like, in the West Wing show and so forth, has any progress been made contacting, I'll just mention, a Neil Cavuto kind of person or a Montel Williams kind of person?
I think many of us have tried various. I've written to Oprah several times, and Neil Cavuto I've written to, Montel, of course, but we don't get any response. I mean, we'll keep trying, but...
It's hard to believe at this point that they haven't heard of this, to me.
Oprah's said that Diane Atkinson woman now knows the name Mary Bradley, but she... initially thought that we were looking for her to fund a trial in South Africa, and that was never the objective. And at the moment, there's a lady there called Leila Denley that has all of the information and assures us that it is in review. I think Oprah would be a good one to get myself of the celebrities, but yeah, we've tried so many of them.
I myself have been given up on her.
Yeah, I haven't given
up.
I live
in Chicago, so I haven't given up on Oprah.
My latest tactic on that front was with the Multiple Sclerosis Research Foundation. Ralph Rosa has founded that. He's here in New York City, and I found him because he had an interview in Rutgers, and I saw it just a few days before I came here. I wrote to him. I left voicemails telling him about this and that he ought to get over here. He may be married more to the research track. He's already going down funding, you know, applying his funds towards stem cell research, which is great. But, honey, this can hold you over till we get there with the stem cells. So I hope he heard my information, and we'll just keep up our efforts because that's what we do. We're compulsive at this point on trying to make an effort. Another thing that would help on that front is having more high-profile people other than us rabid LDN, you know, patients using it, but people like Art, and, you know, they're associated with a large organization, Dr. Gluck, Dr. Bahari, if they were to approach the high-profile people, and I know Dr. Gluck and Dr. Bahari and everybody's probably a little bit tired at this point because they've been trying so long, but anybody that you think of, Dr. Brown has done a great job on contacting researchers because they respond to the fact that he's also you know, a professional and kind of in their field, and so anybody that knows somebody that's a little higher up the food chain that can make those contacts, that's what we'll get through.
Question in the back.
Pat Crowley from Ireland. I'd just like to thank Mary in particular for helping me a few months ago to meet Dr. Bahari and just to bring her up to date on what's happening in Ireland and everybody else too, because we're doing a fair bit of advocacy for LDN. I'm prescribing it and a few other GPs are, and I know a lot of the people you talk about in Ireland, but of course the neurologists won't talk about it. Yeah, although Dr. Hennessy in Galway is prescribing it. But we have a little, there's an independent film company in Cork currently making a documentary on it. And I have a draft of it here. I gave the first draft there last night to Dr. Gluck.
Right.
And if people want copies of this or if they want to view it sometime, I'll be here in the city for the next 3 or 4 days. And I also am maybe want to meet people who want to advocate it here, because I may film them as well if people want to do that. But that's the first thing. We're going to produce a 25-minute documentary which will be entered for film festivals around the world, and hopefully it'll do well. The second thing is Sharon or RTE, the Irish Television Network, are seriously interested in doing a prime-time documentary on it, which we have resisted up to now because we don't want to run with it too much. But anyway, just to let you know that that's happening in Ireland.
Dr. Crowley, I want to thank you again for that DVD. I called your producer in Cork on the phone. He didn't tell me that I interrupted his dinner, but he was very gracious. And he said they're hugely interested. They're really excited about it. So it may well appear on primetime. Yeah. Other hands? Okay. We're going to take a little applause to the panel, and then we're going to take a break.